All right, the Detroit News telling us now Canada and the United States will resolve the issue of that $4.7 billion little disconnect known as the Gordie Howe Bridge. And the Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney telling reporters this morning that he and President Trump had a conversation this morning about a range of topics, including the bridge. And quoting Carney, the situation will be settled. But he didn't give any details. As you know, as we mentioned earlier with Nolan Finley, the president has threatened to bar the new bridge from opening in his latest salvo against Canada over trade issues, which, of course, drew significant alarm among elected officials in Michigan, as you might guess, and in Canada, because really they paid for the bridge and they need to get paid back by having the bridge finally open. It's been delayed enough. Meanwhile, the market, 3 days in a row over, I don't know what it is now, but it's been over 50,000 for 3 days in a row, so it's a record. And so I can already hear people saying, oh, I missed it. How could I have missed it? Well, David Sowerby, Managing Director, Portfolio Manager of Ancora in Bloomfield, probably is here to tell you you didn't miss it. Did we miss it, David?
No, Paul, you didn't. If you look, if you just put it into summary right now, fourth quarter corporate profits for those 30 stocks in the Dow, about 20 of them have reported so far. They're growing their corporate profits at 13 to 15% compared to year ago levels. That's been by far the reason for the success story of the Dow over decades and why it's over 50,000 today. That brief example of just how well corporate profits are doing to create higher and higher levels in the Dow.
So it's never too late. You've pointed it out before. You've given us statistics in the past for people who bought at the low or bought at the high. And they statistically have always done very well over the long haul of the market.
They have. So here's an example. I've been around a few years. When I started my career in the late 80s, the Dow was at 2,000. And to get to 50,000 by 2026, it's compounded better than 10% annualized to the investor. And you're right. If you bought the Dow the day before some of these epic declines, 1987, 2001, before the World Trade Center, the great financial crisis, right before COVID, if you looked 5 years later, you still would have been much better off buying the stock market than putting it in treasury bills.
The stepchild here, I don't know if that's the right term anymore, but Bitcoin has been that thing that most financial analysts 5 years ago, or not that long even, told us to stay away from. Oh my gosh, stay away from Bitcoin. They're not saying that anymore. But Bitcoin took a real hit lately. So where do you stand on Bitcoin today?
Well, Bitcoin's down 20% year to date, but it certainly had its significant run over the last several years. I see the merits in cryptocurrency, and I like to think about how you pair up Bitcoin or another crypto like Ethereum or XRP with something a little more time proven over the centuries like gold, maybe put that combination in there. But I always say it's how you size it. And if you look at the biggest stocks in the Dow in contrast, Goldman Sachs, Caterpillar, Microsoft, Home Depot, those are companies that are generating real cash flow and real profits. I can value those realistically. It's still very hard for me to value crypto, even though I recognize there is some long-term merits to having a small portion of crypto in one's portfolio.
A better-than-expected consumer sentiment figure Friday aided stock gains across sectors, including the airline industry, United Airlines, American Airlines, and our hometown airline and the official airline of the Paul W. Smith Show and family, Delta Airlines, rising between 7 and 9%. So congratulations at Delta to their great leader, Ed Bastian, locally here, Nick DeMarco, and Hussein Berry, We've been big supporters and will continue to be supporters of our hometown airline, Delta, and I'm glad that they're doing well. Even gold futures rose a little bit, didn't they?
Everything has been had a respectable tailwind. So I think the American consumer who likes to spend, on travel, can do it by either an airline stock or cruise stock or something I probably like better, like a Marriott Hotels, which had a very good earnings report this morning. Stock's doing well. There's always to play the consumer in travel and lodging, cruise ships, airlines, or just a few.
Good news, David Sowerby, Managing Director, Portfolio Manager, and Cora Bloomfield. Thank you, sir. We continue WJR.